Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. I came by a splendid case of a viewing experience where the less you know the better. I came by was thoroughly entertaining. This twisty, turny thriller starts with Fight the Man graffiti artist Toby, who breaks into a home to play out a little bit of anarchist rage. What he finds in the basement, though, puts his life in serious danger. The less I say about the film, the better. It's a great British thriller with splendid performances. From George MacKay's inspired turn to a mind-blowing portrayal from Hugh Bonneville, it's a thrill ride of a flick. Points to co-writer and director Babak Anvari for creating a tense, atmospheric film that punches way above its weight. 4/5 stars. End of the road. Every once in a while, you just need a palate cleanser, mindless film for entertainment purposes only. End of the Road isn't iconic, and it won't really surprise you too much. But this actioner does provide exactly what you expect it would. Sometimes, that's enough. Following the death of her husband, Brenda puts her two kids and her brother in a car, and they begin a cross-country trip to move somewhere new. But when they run afoul of a cartel in New Mexico, things go terribly awry. I have no issue saying that with less capable actors, this wouldn't work. But Queen Latifah, Ludacris, and Beau Bridges simply commit all they have. Young Michael Ali and Sean Dixon are also great young talents. Director Millicent Shelton's film gets by on the breezy charisma of its cast, even if its formula through and through. 3.5, 5 stars. The Secrets We Keep. A thriller with two incredible performances at the center, The Secrets We Keep was lost in the shuffle of the COVID pandemic. Set in post-World War II America, it follows a woman who kidnaps her neighbor, whom she believes committed war crimes against her. She locks him in her basement and begins torturing him for revenge, eventually embroiling her well-to-do husband in the criminal act. The fantastic Noomi Rapace and Joel Kinnaman give inspired performances, and elevate a humdrum script. Chris Messina, best known for comedy show The Mindy Project, gives an inspired dramatic turn. It's entertaining and edge-of-your-seat entertainment, and the performances will keep you entirely involved. 4/5 stars. Bad Country. I won't lie to you. Bad Country is trashy, B-movie cinema. It's not overly significant, but I was thoroughly captivated. It follows rogue detective Bud Carter, who arrests a contract killer in 1980s Louisiana. The hardened criminal becomes an informant to keep his family safe, but things soon spiral out of control. Based on a true story, this is the only feature director Chris Brinker has ever done, and it shows, but the ensemble cast he's assembled is fantastic. Willem Dafoe, Matt Dillon, Neil McDonough, Tom Berenger, Amy Smart, Christopher Marquette, and Bill Duke make up a truly fantastic cast. As far as crime dramas go, it's the committed turns that make this one shine. 3.5/5. Possessor. One of the most intense, arresting films in years, I'm so happy to recommend this one. Writer-director Brandon Cronenberg, son of Canadian treasure David, makes one of the most off-the-wall psychological thrillers in years here. It follows a woman who works for a secret organization. They use brain implant technology to take over others' bodies, and make them commit assassinations for clients. Andrea Riseborough, Christopher Abbott and Jennifer Jason Leigh are all really great, with Sean Bean giving a particularly formidable villainous turn. One of my favorites of the last decade, if you're a fan of thrillers with some edge, check it out. 4.5, 5 stars.